Triple M News.
9 degrees at Lemon Tree Passage. Hello, David Dolan with your latest Newcastle news. A car has slammed into a power pole at New Lambton. The impact so powerful, the pole shattered, snapping in half. The crash happened in Russell Road near the Crowder Street intersection just after 4 a.m, bringing down power lines. Emergency services rushed there. However, there was no sign of the driver, prompting a major search of the area. Russell Road is currently closed in both directions. A controversial move by Port Stephens Council last night. It's given the go-ahead for a 9-storey high-rise apartment block in Nelson Bay, despite concerns that it's too bulky and too high and will block the views of other residents. The Manta Ray Tower features 60 units, commercial space and 3 levels of basement parking. Uni debt here in Australia is at an all-time high, up 8%. In the last year. The average amount the 3 million current and former students owe is $22,500, all up that $66.5 billion. Australia needs more love. That's the message from the Prime Minister, who's headed to Sydney's Olympic Park for the opening night of the annual Hillsong Conference. He's also asked the 20,000-plus crowd to pray for our veterans, remote Indigenous communities, for rain and young people at risk of suicide. And Guide Dogs Australia is expanding its puppy raising program to the Hunter. Around 30 pups need to be placed in loving homes across Newcastle, Maitland and Lake Macquarie for their first year of training. Puppy Development Manager Karen Hayter says it's quite a rewarding experience.
So you get to work with the puppy as well as take it out into areas to socialise it into shopping centres with our puppy development advisor. We do a lot of training with you along the way, so you learn how to work with the puppy, socialise the puppy.
Injured Knights in Queensland fullback Caelan Ponga says his Origin teammates need to get aggressive towards Mitchell Pearce tonight if they're to throw the halfback off his game in the series decider at ANZ Stadium.
I think you just got to be really aggressive with Pearcey. Like, if you're defending him, get in his face and don't give him time with the ball. That's what he wants. That's his cup of tea, really, is playing around with the defence. So if you can just rush him and make him play before he wants to or anything like that, that's how I'd probably go at it.
On Fox there, while Ethan Lowe will make his Maroons debut tonight, replacing Matt Gillette in the Maroons forward pack.